Praise the Lord. The title of the message, Ask Wisdom from the Lord. Let's open our Bible to 1 Kings chapter 3, and let us read from verse 4 to verse 15. The king went to Zebulun to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, Ask for whatever you want me to give you. Solomon answered, You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you, and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in the place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, Since you have asked for this and not for long life, or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment and all in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in my ways and obey my statutes and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Then Solomon awoke, and he realized it had been a dream. He returned to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Lord's covenant, and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then he gave a feast for all his court. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. And thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Speak to us clearly, O God, and direct us, O God. Let your message, your word, bring nourishment to our soul and body and spirit, and direct us and lead us in the way, Lord, that you want us to be. Lord, let your message bring help, healing, wholeness, hope, deliverance, salvation, wisdom, answer for a question, solution for problems and troubles in the life of your people. Anoint my lips and help me, Lord, to deliver your word. Oh God, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. Take the message and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word and who are willing to follow your ways. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let me ask you one question. Have you prayed today? And if you haven't prayed today, what do you have asked the Lord? Honestly speaking, what you had asked him? A job, a visa, a money, a partner, a family, a children, a car, long life, things you need, a good health, personal needs. What you have asked the Lord for yourself? Or let me ask you this question another way. If God appeared to you and he told you, whatever you want me to give you, you ask me, what are you going to ask God today? The Lord did the same with King Solomon. He came to him. He was sleeping. The Lord appeared to him in a dream. And he told him, ask for whatever you want me to give you. Solomon answered the Lord in this way. How we answer God? The first he starts, he told him in verse 6, you have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David. He told him, you are being good and kind to my father David. And he mentioned, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. He told him, my father was faithful to you. You were kind to him, and he had kept your kindness by being faithful to you. So the first aspect of the answer of Solomon, he gave thanks to the Lord, to what God had given to his father David. And also he acknowledged that God was faithful to David because David had kept his faithfulness, kept his word and his covenant, his commitment toward the Lord. That's what we learn here today. Prayer teaches us how to live. Prayer teaches us the ways of the Lord. Prayer is to speak with God. I have four questions I always ask. Do you have Bible? If yes, it has to be yes. Do you read the Bible? It has to be yes. And if it is yes, do you read the Bible daily? Yes, it has to be yes. And the fourth question is, do you read the Bible from cover to cover? We should read the Bible from beginning to the end. You should know what is in the Bible. We need to read and study the Bible and meditate on the Word of God so we would know how to live our life. We would know even how to pray. The Bible, the Word of God, teaches us how to pray and what things that we should ask God. Here we learn from this scripture important things about prayer. What the things that we need to ask God for? He told him in prayer that you have been faithful to my father who had kept that kindness of you by keeping his righteousness and keeping in walking in the ways of yours. He told him also you have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. He told him, you continue to be kind to my father by keeping his son in your position, and that is himself, Solomon. He recognized that the position that he have, it came from the Lord, and it came as an act of kindness from God upon his life. How many of you who listen to the message, how many of us, he is in that kind of understanding to see the good things that God had given, to see the kindness of God, to see the faithfulness of God, and to see that whatever position he has in, it is only because God was faithful and God was kindful to him. Solomon was in the position of king. And you may say, I am not Solomon. No, according to the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Word of God teaches us the following. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. The Word of God say, you are a royal priesthood. You are kings like Solomon. Wherever you are, we are the disciple of Jesus. And wherever you are in the world, God had kept you in that place, in that position, as an act of kindness. You should realize it and you should magnify the Lord and praise Him for that post and that job, in that place, in that country, in that business, in that company, for the visa that you have, for all the privilege, for all the authority, for all the facilities that God had put under your hand. You give praise to Him. When the Lord asks Solomon, ask whatever you want me to give you. You want to check Solomon. Solomon, he proved his wisdom to the Lord at that time. He proved his faithfulness. He realized that what he have is a gift from God Most High. And he acknowledged it in his reply to the Lord. And what is more, let us read verse 7. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in the place of my father David. He told him, you had made me king. And you tell him, Lord, I think you have made me a teacher, you have made me a carpenter, you have made me a doctor, you have made me a driver, you had made me engineer, you have made me a wife, you have made me a housewife, you have made me a babysitter. All these things are jobs from the Lord. And God had put you in these places to bless you. And he wanted you to enjoy his blessing and your life in his presence. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. He is telling him, Lord, I give you thanks for all what you give me. And I praise you for that. But I have one problem. The problem is in me, not in you, Lord. I lack wisdom. I don't know how to carry out my duties. You had been faithful to me. You had given me much and much. But the problem, Lord, not in you. The problem is in me. I don't know how to carry my duties. Verse 8, your servant, he is among the people you have chosen. A great people, too numerous to count or number. Every one of us, every one of you who listen, is like King Solomon. You have a post, he's in a corner in the world, and there's around him, around you, around her, a large number of people, great people, too numerous, big people, famous people, important people, difficult people, complicated people, easy people, all kinds of people, quality and quantity much. And for each and every one of them, you need a wisdom. You need to know how to handle each and every one of them. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and left. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? Here, Solomon recognized what he really needs, and that's very important. Many people, they don't know what they need. When the Lord asks them, what do you want? Lord, change my job and change my boss and change my country and change my visa and change my nationality and change my skin color. But that is not the solution for a problem. That is not what you need. You need to have wisdom to handle what the Lord had blessed you with. You lack nothing. God had lavished on you everything. What you lack is the wisdom how to administer properly everything God had given you and how to enjoy the blessing of the Lord in your life. Many people, their problem not their lack of things, lack of wisdom to manage the things, the good things, the valuable things, the abundant things that God had given to them in their life. What he asked, precisely, Solomon, he asked, give your servant, I am your servant. I am your worker, Lord. I am your follower. I am your disciple, Lord Jesus. Give your servant a discerning heart. The word discernment is to recognize what the needs that need to be done, the things that it need to be done, and you do it. That's discernment. He is telling the Lord, Lord, I want discerning heart so I would know what are the things that I need to do. How to handle each and every one. How distinguish between right and wrong. How I will know what is right. How I will know what is wrong. How to differentiate. How to discern what is wrong. How to discover what is wrong. And how to realize what is right. And then I can do it, Lord, for you. And for the people who had a place around me and for me. Lord, I pray that your word as we continue to preach, O God. Will you bring awesome presence of yours in each and every one as we hear your word. And bring changes in our life and impart wisdom as we continue, O God, in thy presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. And that's why. When he came to him and he asked him, ask whatever you want me to give you. He want to check Solomon. He's testing Solomon. He want to see if Solomon is aware of the things that God had given him. He's aware of that, or he is still, Lord, this palace is not good, and this children is not good, and this company is not good, and Lord, this job is not good, and this boss is not good, and this company is not good, and this country is not good. The problem, all these things are good, but the problem is in you. You don't have the wisdom how to handle all that. Every one of us, we need to humble ourselves today and recognize that we lack wisdom, and the things that we are troubled with, the thing that causes us a problem is that we don't know how to handle situation or people or money. When the Lord asked Solomon, whatever you ask me, I will give you, he wants to see what is the depth of the understanding of Solomon and whether he had wisdom or no. Solomon answered wisely, and that's what he needs. He needs wisdom how to handle all situation. You don't need more money. Whatever you have is enough for you. But the problem, do you have the wisdom how to handle the little? In whatever place you are, if you have low salary, don't expect that God will increase your salary or your income unless you know how to manage what is in your hand. I give you one story. I was in one of our churches and I asked the people three questions. I told them, are you still going to restaurants to eat and spend money? They told me, no more. We are buying materials and we are cooking at home so that we don't need to spend money. I said, that's excellent. I asked them, do you still buy clothes when you don't need it? And for every feast you spend too much for clothes and shoes? They say, no. Whatever we have, we manage ourselves with. Then I ask him, do you still have buying gold and finery or gold things? They say, no. No more. We are spending our money on that. That was the three questions. I was happy to hear that. And then the Holy Spirit put the fourth question in my mind and I asked him, if the Lord would give you money, would you do these three things? They say, yes. We will go to a restaurant, we will buy unnecessary clothes, and we will spend our money on clothes. Then I told them, for this reason, God will not give you any more money. Unless you know how to control yourself, and you know how to budget the resources and the income that God had given you. Because God is not willing to give you, because God does not want you to harm yourself. Many people, when God gives them a blessing, instead of they will use it wisely, they will squander it and they will harm themselves with the money that the Lord had given them. For money, you need wisdom how to handle it. Your problem is not that you have less. God had given you much, but you don't know how to handle. And God is willing to give you, but you know very well, you don't know how to handle. If you are not willing to control yourself and have wisdom and to follow the system that God gave in His Word about money management, then God will not give you anymore. Whatever your income, you tithe it. God will bless the remaining of it. Tithe it and bring it to the storehouse of God, the church. God will open the floodgates of heaven and will bless you. Budget the remaining of your salary. Buy the necessary things, the essential things, the important things. God will give you resources, cheap resources, so that you can manage wisely the remaining of your salary or income. Keep some money for saving, and keep some money to help those who are in need. Live according to what you have. Don't live according to what you don't have in your hand. Don't go for borrowing. Don't go for credit. Work hard. That's your income. If you don't have, don't borrow at all. Manage your life with what you have. The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice. Here there are three things that we are tempted to ask the Lord about wealth, and we have discussed about it. God had given you what you need, and God will give you more as you show discernment and wisdom in managing your life. We may ask the Lord more time. Sometimes we wish that the day is not 24 hours, 40 hours. Because the problem, not that we don't have time, we have time, but we don't know how to manage. We don't know how to manage, how to budget our timing. Time is very important. And God, the Lord, He had given us enough time. Time to rest, time to sleep, time to work, time to be in God's presence, to read the Word of God, to pray, time with the family, and time to serve the Lord and evangelize and do the great work of God. Sometimes we ask the Lord, give us time and give us holiday, but when He gives us, we don't use it wisely. We waste the time. Some people, they will ask long life. The question is, are you enjoying your life today with the Lord? Are you appreciating the opportunities that God gives you to live in His presence? Think about these things. Are you wise in managing your life, your family life, your work life, your ministerial life? That is all important question for you. Sometimes we ask the Lord, Lord, this person I don't like, take him away. I am tempted to do that. There are people who trouble you, people who oppose you, people who make a problem for you, and you may be tempted to say, Lord, remove this person from here. The answer of the Lord here is, if you will remove that person, somebody else may become and come instead of that person, he's more worse than what you would do. The better request is to ask the Lord to give you wisdom how to handle those people, how to handle those troublemakers, how to deal with them. That is more important. If you have the wisdom, then you can handle everyone. But if you don't have it, then no one that you will be able to handle. So here we are coming to a good conclusion. A solution for our troubles is not material things, but wisdom that coming from the Lord. The Lord in verse 12, He assured Solomon and He told him, I will do whatever, what you had asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart. Wise and discerning heart. And you pray now. You pray, Lord, give me wise and discerning heart, so that there be never have been anyone like you, nor will there be ever like you. Wise and discerning heart to help us to manage all the aspects of our life. Moreover, in verse 13, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. He said, "What the thing that you did not ask for, riches and honor, I will give you, because now I know, Solomon, you know how to manage people, you know how to manage position, you know how to manage money, and I will give you that." Sometimes God is withholding from us a blessing because He knows that we make it mess and we trouble others and we trouble ourselves and we trouble God. So that God say, first be wise before I will promote you and I will give you a honor. And in verse 14, the Lord say here, "And if you walk in my ways and obey my statutes and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life." The Lord had given us a long life. In fact, the Lord had given us eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you walk with God, then we have eternal life and we will live with the Lord forever. Then it is wisdom. We need wisdom how to follow God, how to follow the word of God, and how to live according to God's will. Which time the Lord gave Solomon wisdom? He gave him wisdom when he get assured that Solomon, he is discerning that his need is the wisdom of the Lord. Which time God came to Solomon and asked him, "What you want?" In the night, in a dream. In the morning, what Solomon was doing? What he was doing, Solomon? He was offering. He offered 1,000 burnt offering to the Lord. He offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar. That is in the daytime. In the night when he sleep, God appeared to him. In the day, Solomon showed his dedication to the Lord. Therefore, the Lord appeared to him. You need to show your full dedication to God, how you live your life to Him. Then more blessing will flow in your life. As you dedicate yourself to give to God a burnt offering, whether a prayer or money, material things, your life, fully surrender to the Lord, and that is the burnt offering that God wants you to offer. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will be able to approve and taste what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. As you offer your body to God, God's blessing more will be going flowing in your life. Wisdom from where? Wisdom from the Lord. The true wisdom is the heavenly wisdom. There are two kinds of wisdom. Wisdom from above, that is the heavenly wisdom. And wisdom also from the below, and that is not the wisdom of God. Who give us wisdom? The Lord. From where we ask wisdom? We ask wisdom from the Lord. James chapter 1 verse 5. The word of God teaches the following. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Before you ask God material things, ask the Lord to give you wisdom. Your problem is lack of wisdom. You don't know how to carry out your duties. You don't know how to handle your money. You don't know how to handle the people. You don't know how to do your work. You don't know how to do your ministry. Kneel down right now and tell Him, "Lord, give me wisdom in every area, any area right now. You are struggling." Kneel down at the feet of Jesus and tell Him, "Lord, teach me how to handle this situation in my life. Give me the wisdom how to handle those people. Give me the wisdom how to solve this problem, O Lord. Now, if we ask wisdom, sure God will give us. Verse 6, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. When you ask the Lord, as you ask the Lord will give. But you should not doubt, you should not be double-minded, but trust the Lord that he will give you what you need. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. How we can receive the wisdom from the Lord? Mention here the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of discipline. When we fear God, when we fear him and walk in his ways, then the wisdom of God will flow automatically in our life. When we fear God, we don't break the word of God, we don't break the commands of God, we obey God, we don't do wrong, even when we can do wrong, when we can, when we have the power to do that. But since we know it is wrong, we should not do, and controlling ourselves, that's the fear of God in our life. Then the wisdom of the Lord will flow in our life. How we can receive wisdom is from the Lord, but we need the fear of God. We need to fear God. Another important thing that we need to have to receive the wisdom of the Lord is humility. Is humility. Those who are humble, God can guide them and lead them. Psalm 25 verse 9, he guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. God guides the humble and teaches him his ways. The humble, he can handle, he can lead, he can teach. But if there is arrogance, God will lead those people more in the wrong way and the wrong track. If you are not humble, God is not able to guide you, because you will behave like a goat, not like a sheep. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 12, verse 2, say, when the pride comes, then comes disgrace. When the pride comes, disgrace will come. Shameful things we start to do and we start to fall. But with the humility comes wisdom. When you humble yourself and we humble ourselves, the wisdom of God will flow in our life. To make the subject complete about wisdom, we spoke clearly about our need for the wisdom. We spoke that the true wisdom, the heavenly wisdom, is only from the Lord. We have to fear God and to humble down in his hands so that we can receive that wisdom. Otherwise, even God gave, but we cannot receive. Now here we will speak about the second type of wisdom. This is the wisdom coming not from above. It is the wisdom that is coming from below. James chapter 3, verse 13 to verse 15, we'll speak and we'll explain. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. He said, who is wise and understanding? How we know that the person is wise and understanding? How he will show it? He will show it by his good life. Good life does not mean that you should have too much money or power. Even if you have less money, less income, but if you have the wisdom, then you can live a good life. Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. When you have humility, the wisdom of God will teach you how to manage your life. Even less power, less money, less resources, but you have the wisdom that you can manage your life. God will allow you to live a good life and live to the full, because you are humble and you fear the Lord. The wisdom of God will replace what you lack from material things. Verse 14, but if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Here another problem: when there is no humility, no fear of God, there is envy, bitterness, selfish ambition, anger, work of the flesh. He said, don't boast about it, don't cover up these things, and show false humility. Verse 15, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly and spiritual, of the devil. He says, such kind of wisdom is not from God. From where then? Earthly, worldly wisdom. Another kind of wisdom that the people follow, they see other people. What they would do, they would imitate them. Some persons buy like this, they will all of them they buy, even they don't have money. Some persons did like that, all of them, they will go and do the same. They will imitate them, say everyone is doing it. But that is not the wisdom from God. Earthly wisdom from the world, what you learn from the people, or you want to please people, or what the people will say about me, everyone is doing it, everyone is buying that, everyone is doing such things. What do you speak about me? Put your ears with God. Put your eyes with God. Put your mind with God. And set your heart on things above. It's earthly wisdom and spiritual. It means from the flesh. Some people, they would do something and I would ask one question, who told you to do that? Their answer is, I, myself, I like it. That is not from God. That's from your ego. These things, wisdom from the worldly people, from the world around you, wisdom from your ego and your flesh desire, this all will bring troubles in your life. And the third source of the wisdom that coming from down is the wisdom of the devil. Demons and devil also speak, especially when you are willing to listen. If you have anger, the devil say, you go and beat him. If you love money, the devil say, what is the problem? You can cheat, you can steal. Anyhow, those people, they have money, no problem, you can steal from them. When you are willing to listen to devil, the voice of demons would direct you also to do wrong and sin against the Lord. So here, at the conclusion of the message, you need the wisdom that comes from above. The wisdom of God. You need to repent of your sin, to humble down, to fear the Lord, then you can find yourself and your life going well in a better direction. And you will find that with what you have, you are living a better life. Why? Because God had given you the discernment and the understanding and wisdom how to handle all the aspects of your life. Let's pray. Come to the Lord and kneel down. Tell him, Lord, give me wisdom. I humble myself before you, Lord. I realize that my need is not the material things, but your real presence in my life, your inspiration and your wisdom, Lord, in my life. Lord, I pray, I ask, Lord, this very day, you give me wisdom. In that particular issue that I am passing through and suffering, give me wisdom. I believe, Lord, that you will give me and you will grant me that wisdom to handle and manage that situation. And Lord, I pray for everyone who prayed this prayer in his heart. You help them. You give them wisdom and inspire them and prove to them, Lord, that your word is the truth. Oh God, and I pray for myself, give me a wise and discerning heart, O God, to go on and manage what you had asked me to do, O God. And I pray for a wisdom and discerning heart for all your people who listen to the message, who are set their heart to follow you and eagerly desire to follow your ways. You bless them with the wisdom that come from you, Lord. Take your message and the word of God that you give us and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.